Elder Tanya.
Amen. Thank you so much, Elder Deborah, for allowing me this opportunity to be able to teach a lesson to all of our listeners today. And I'm going to share with you what the Lord has placed upon my life for me to even implement in my life as well. So without any further ado, people of God and all of our listeners, I want to talk to you today about being asleep with your eyes wide open. People of God, we are the church. We are Christians, and we are sleeping with our eyes wide open. And just let me go ahead and give you an example of some scriptures here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6 says, "So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be alert and self-controlled." And also in Romans chapter 13, verses 11 and 12, it says, "And do this, understanding the present time, the hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over, and the day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light." People of God, we are in warfare. We are in a battle for our very lives, but not only for our own lives, but for the ones that we love and even for the people that we don't know. While we are sleeping, the enemy is wide awake. Satan and his entourage is on 24-hour duty. Our children are being taken hostage by the enemy. Wealth and businesses belonging to us are being destroyed. Sickness and disease is being spoken over us, and it is wreaking havoc in our bodies. Relationships are unraveling. Churches are dividing, and ministries are going under. The list grows on and on, minute by minute, says the Lord, because we Christians are sleeping with our eyes wide open. Now, I'm going to give you some examples to let you know that you could perhaps be sleeping with your eyes wide open. When you are spending time thinking of others and how they're living their lives, what they're doing, how they're doing it, and how they got it, that means that you are asleep, because you should be concerned about what the Lord is doing in your life. Sometimes if you talk too much, I call it talkomania. When you talk too much, you won't let anybody else get a word in edgewise, and the conversation just happens to be all about you and what you're doing. You are asleep. Also, when you are in a conversation and you find yourself saying things that you shouldn't say, and you know the conversation just takes a turn, maybe for the worst, before you open up your mouth, perhaps you should ask yourself, is it kind, is it true, and is it necessary? A lot of us, sometimes we can get in front of that TV and watch TV from sun up to sundown. And I'm not going to even mention the video games. That can distract you from what the Lord will have you to do, to speak to you, to give you direction and instruction. And anyway, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with watching TV, but what I'm saying, when you get complacent and you find yourself that that's the only thing that you are doing, and you're not doing anything productive, and even with some of the things that you should be doing, I'll do it tomorrow, or I'll do it tomorrow, and tomorrow never comes, and you're procrastinating. Dr. Martin Luther King said that procrastination is a thief of time, and you will find yourself going to sleep. Another example is that if you know that you have offended someone, and you just can't find it in your heart to say that you're sorry, and even if that person comes to you later on down the line and says, "You know what? You said this or you done that to me and I was offended." But if you cannot find it in your heart to tell that person that you're sorry and to please forgive me, you are asleep. When you're always on the go, busy, 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 going here, running there, gotta do this and gotta do that, and you won't take a moment to sit down, relax, and rest, and let the Lord refresh you, you are asleep. Distractions is another example of being asleep. Now, you know what distracts you. I think all of us know what distracts us. However, you know, let's be real about it. Sometimes distractions can pop up out of nowhere. Sometimes distractions are loud, like, here I am, I'm a distraction. But then there are other distractions that are subtle and that can sneak up on you. And these are the kind of distractions that can get your mind off from focusing. They also can break your concentration. And let's give, I'm going to give you this example, which I see happens quite often. The example is of being in church. Praise and worship is going on. The word is going forth and your mind begins to wander back at the house. Well, what are we going to have for dinner? Or what are we going to do tomorrow? I got to go to work tomorrow. Many different things pop up in your mind as a distraction. And let's just be real. Sometimes, hey, not only does our mind wander, but we just go head on and shut our eyes and go to sleep and take a nap. Now, that is really sleeping. Praise God. And how many of you have been driving somewhere, even maybe coming home from work, and you get there and you just like, I don't even know how I got here. I can't remember how I got here. That means that there are distractions going on, some hindrances going on, taking your mind off of what you should be doing. And this is another one. It's his fault. It's her fault. It's their fault. When you cannot admit you're wrong and you have to play the blame game and blame somebody else for your mistakes and misfortunes, you are asleep. Now, these are just a few. You might have a list of your own, but we must examine ourselves here and catch whatever causes us and puts us at risk to fall asleep. And falling asleep is sometimes like unconscious character, which means we don't even know that we are sleeping. And this type of character, it is this type of character that causes us to fall into temptation and be in continuous sorrow. Now, nothing rewarding is gained if we are asleep, especially if we get comfortable or complacent. Because if you exemplify this behavior, all you will have is libraries of disappointments and bookshelves packed full of unfulfilled dreams. Wake up, says the Lord, and arise so that your dreams and visions won't die. Your spiritual gifts won't dry up. Wake up and stir up your gift. Some of you right now are out there. You're sitting on your call to the ministry. You're sitting on your call to salvation. You're sitting on a calling that God has placed on your life. What else are you sleeping on? Now, the good news is can we awake from this spiritual sleep? God says, yes, you can. Now, how can we and why should we awake from this spiritual sleep? Now, Psalm 121 says this. I will lift up my eyes unto the hill. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not suffer your foot to move. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber or sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Amen. Now, what does this say? This say that God is on duty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Heaven is open 24 hours a day. Now, God, he is the ultimate great watcher. In his love, because of his love, he watches over us. He cares for us. And we, as being his people, we must also be alert and be watchful. So 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 says, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Wake up, people. Wake up. Listen, there are four very specific areas that we must remain awake and watchful. Now, the first one is that we do not forget the good things that God has done for us. The second thing is that we do not fall into temptation and sin. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to give you a perfect example of that we do not fall into temptation and sin, that we must stay awake. And that is Matthew 26, verses 36 through 45. It says, then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, sit here while I go over there and pray. He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him. He began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. Going a little further, he fell with his on his face to the ground and prayed, my father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. He returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour? He asked Peter. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. He went away a second time and prayed, my father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. He came back. He found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of the sinners. Rise and let's go. Here comes my betrayer.
Wow.
Jesus needed his disciples and his friends and his fellow brethren. He needed them. He was overwhelmed to the point of death. He didn't ask them to pray for him or to defend him or to do anything heroic like be a superhero. He asked them three times to stay awake, and they went to sleep on him. Three times. All he asked them to do was watch and stay awake and have his back while he went to pray. These were the disciples, the ones who loved and cared for Jesus. They went to sleep and fell into temptation. My. You know, also, we must be watchful as well for false teachers who might try to enter into the church. Now, 2 John chapter 7, verse 11 says this. Many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Such as person is the deceiver and the antichrist. Watch out that you do not lose what you have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. Anyone who comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take him into your house or welcome him. Anyone who welcomes him shares in his wicked works. Now, basically what this sums it all up about having spiritual discernment of false teachers and how to discern them and the warnings against them. We cannot spiritually discern if we are spiritually asleep. I'm going to say that again. We cannot spiritually discern if we are spiritually asleep. We must wake up and be watchful for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, thank you, Jesus. There are several scriptures that are stating that he will come at any time, and we must be ready when he comes. And just one that I am going to read and share with you. It comes from Matthew 24, verses 43 and 44. And it says this, "But understand this, that if the owner of the house had known what time the night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would have not taken his house to be broken in, or he would not have let his house be broken in. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him." Now, if this isn't a wake-up call to get it together and get ready, I don't know what else to say. Hallelujah. But just in closing, I just want to say this. Some of us have been, for some reason, been waking up in the midnight hour, anywhere between 12 and some, it might be 3 o'clock for you, 3:30 for some. And you said, "I've been waking up in the middle of the night and I don't know why. I just can't go back to sleep." That's because that's your Holy Ghost wake up call, people of God. It's time to, God is waking you up. He's touching you, allowing the Holy Spirit to wake you up. He wants you to be a watchman. He wants you to pray. He's got some instructions for you. So the next time you feel that little tug or your eyes just pop wide open and you only have been asleep for a couple of hours, that is the Holy Ghost waking you up, because answer the call for you to be a watchman. We all are watchmen placed on the walls to give people warning. All of us are being called to prayer. We have the keys. We have 24-hour access. And remember this, God is on duty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And we are all called to prayer. And we as intercessors, prayer warriors, all of us, we have been chosen and handpicked by the Lord to be watchers. And we as the church and as individuals, we cannot afford to sleep any longer. It is no longer tolerated, people of God. And it is becoming unacceptable. Wake up. Hallelujah. Wake up, people of God, and arise and be a watchman for the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, praise God. That was a good word. Praise the Lord. Let me ask you, the Lord had put a tune in your spirit one day. You were coming from work, and so this is when you knew that God was talking to the body about being asleep. And what happened that particular day that God put that tune in your spirit?
Well, Elder Deborah, I was coming home from work after having an exhausting day, and I just began to hear a trumpet, and I turned my radio down, I turned the air conditioner off and rolled the window up because I wanted to, like, okay, now what is this? And so I heard it again, and this was the tune, and I'm going to try to hum it for you, people of God, so just bear with me. Well, I was just like, okay. I'm just like, I'm hearing, I heard it again, people of God. I heard it again. And those of you who know, that's called, the song is called, Are You Sleeping? Are You Sleeping? And so I looked over at the passenger seat. You know, it's something that I have a tendency to do because I always say that the Lord is riding with me. And so I heard his voice in my spirit ask me the question, are you sleeping? And it was just so amazing. And from then on, he has been dealing with me. And he told me to please ask the people of God, are they sleeping? And that's how it was, Elder Deborah. Mm-hmm. That's how it was.
My God. You know, God has different ways of getting our attention. And it's just a beautiful way to recognize that there was nobody but the Lord. You know, one of the things that we've still got to remember that it is not about us. And we can be so sleeping thinking about, well, what about me? What about me? What about me? Joyce Myers used to say that a lot. But it's not about us. We've got to get our focus, the focus off of us. It is about the things of God. And we need to be at God's working and about our Father's business. Yes. Because he said that we better work while it's day. Because nighttime is coming. So get up and let's get busy doing the things of God. Working, yes, while it is still day. Amen. You know, I tell you, this is a blessed word. I was just really blessed by that word, and I wanted Elder Tanya to share this with us on the air so that you can also hear what God was saying to her. And one of the things she always tells me, she says, I check me first. Before I go and tell anybody, I'm going to examine me, and then I'll go out and share what God has given me in secret. I'll put it on the mountaintop. So, hallelujah. So now, are you sleeping? Are you sleeping? Did you hear some of the examples of how to recognize if you could possibly be asleep? God had been talking to me about being asleep several times. And then when she shared this word, I'm like, okay, God, it is so clear. So I just praise God for this opportunity, and thank you again, Elder Tanya.
God bless you, Elder Deborah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So we're getting ready to close out, and we just want to say thank you for listening again to San Antonio Door of Hope Prayer Center broadcast. We love you, and God bless you.
Amen.